any insect in a store. He was an insect. And gradually he has gone.
No, he never went in a
warm-up. He has Malini given something to meditate something in the new persons.
To confuse, he's made confusion.
Anything should be new and all like that. But after some time, when it becomes old, no one wants to hear. So we know that our Vedic, all these thoughts are so much solid and true to extent.
So much more scientific.
We have all
I need to read a lot more.
You can read, but you cannot reveal all these things by alone.
By your own effort.
By yourself.
No, just by reading.
And it should be expert of all these things.
Like you need association that's more advanced to help you understand, like he's helping you understand.
But don't be engaged in these things. Try to engage in chanting, that very shone. Otherwise, if you know all these things, lakhs and lakhs, but maybe, usually.
What does it matter?
Only
that's true.
Very good. You can take
thank you.
You can make it twice.
Okay.
Oh, now you are looking so beautiful and also smart, not like old.
Yeah.
You can see mirror, how beautiful now you are, on young age. Otherwise I was thinking that, oh, any old lady. But now, no.
Well, the first is true too.
When Swamiji will see, oh, Narayan Mara has given this speech, oh, he will be very happy, very happy. He is helping.
Maharaj has come to help all of Prabhupada's disciples.
Why not three?
She wants to know, why not three? Prabhupada always gave
because
three.
Because we have not so long, always should be three.
It should be three.
Okay.
Always it should be three.
So you can get another one, maybe?
If any you can collect.
I have some at home. I put away.
You have. I know you have. So you should take it.
I do. Okay.
This is Maha from a Gideon. Just smell. Okay. You smell it.
What is it from?
I have Giri Raj. Govardhan Shiva.
That's wonderful. Put that in your ear?
She wants to know, she's never seen anyone put it in their ear.
Oh, we keep it and sometimes take.
Oh, that's
very nearer to this.
Very clever.
Very
yeah.
She feels very unhappy that the devotees are not treating you properly.
She should not.
Well, it's very bad for them.
If their good luck will come, then they will. If I'll be fortunate. I'm always thinking that I should help them. If they are not coming, my own sons and daughters are not so that they should come. But I always have so much sympathy for them. If a son will do like this, mother has nothing to do. So I'm thinking them like this. One day they will realize that I am their truly friend.
They're so afraid of something.
They are
what?
Only some fear they have.
Yeah.
Nothing. Only fear, a little fear, that he will take all our money and some disciples. But I don't want all this. Like I helped you, I'm not telling that you should be my disciple. I don't want. I want to honor you like my
sisters,
elder sister, or younger sister. When there was no scorn, he has no disciple, anyone, I used to serve him so much. So you are all my younger sisters and brothers. So I must help them like a father. Elder brother is like a father. Tumhe ek to bahir jana. Come on. Achha, thank you so
thank
much
you.
To come.
She's going to come to your class. Are you having class tonight?
No.
No class.
You want always
yes.
to be in my... always I should do class.
No, but tomorrow you have a free day. All day tomorrow.
Tomorrow
is rest day.
Right.
Vinanandi 2, Kali 20 and 25.
No, for everyone else, because Gurangi has a lot of. See, Gurangi has a lot of new people that wanted to come and hear your class tonight. That are coming tonight. That's why.
Tomorrow.
No, tonight.
Oh, this would come.
Yeah, she.
I have no class then.
No.
Not tonight, huh?
This would come here anywhere.
No, tell them about Google class tonight.
Yeah. Well, she. You know, these are new people that haven't met Maharaj.
So they can meet me here.
Only the new people.
Yeah.
Only the new
people. Yeah, okay.
No other people.
No, this morning there's class. Yeah, okay. Yeah, she's worried. She hasn't heard. She wants to hear class. Her name?
Suruchi.
Suruchi.
Suruchi. Very good.
That's what they all say. I don't know why. Well, actually, it is Sami. It means auspicious taste. And I like Krishna consciousness. I like what's good for me. You know, so Prabhupada gave me a good name.
And they will come at 6 o'clock.
Huh?
The devotees from Radharaman. They just called.
Radharaman.
Last night. Devotees from last night. From Hindu temple.
They're calling at 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock, this will come.
So you will speak with them. If new devotees want to meet you, they can meet you also.
They can meet after or before.
Yes.
Not so many.
Only the new. Only new people.
New people will not come.
Darpana Marjanam. The truth concerning the identities of jiva is disclosed. So try to help them always.
She's one of the devotees in the community.
You can come nearer.
Come in.
Hi.
Okay.
Don't worry.
You should also help me.
She's the one of the devotees in the community who's she has helped us more than most other devotees in the community. In many, many ways.
Thank you for this kindness to them. Have you heard my classes here?
I have come to your classes here and also in Badger and in Vrindavan. This is Vrindavan. Very well.
Wait, another new devotee, Gurudev. I brought someone very special to meet you. An old,
you can see,
an old friend of mine. Come sit up here.
Oh my!
An old friend of mine. Oh. She's like a daughter to me.
Oh.
I met her when she was 10 years old.
Oh.
And she was in Italy.
Hmm.
And she was very independent, free-thinking person. And nobody really liked that back then. And she's remained a free-thinking person. And she's an old friend. Her name's Manjari.
Manjari?
Manjari.
Who gave this name?
Prabhupada.
She's the one initiated by himself? He initiated?
At her birth.
Janmaminam. Oh, Janmasehi. Very good. You are lucky to have this name. And he also. Swamiji gave this name. Try to fulfill his desire. Having so much love and affection, like Manjari to Radha and Krishna, especially bending towards Srimati Radhi.
She is the daughter of Bhagavan?
She is Bhagavan Prabhu's daughter.
Bhagavan Prabhu.
Bhagavan Das.
Bhagavan Das.
That one.
Oh, he was first married?
Yes.
At first he was married. He had three children. And her brother, her older brother, I was also like father to for some time and looked after them. And she has real natural transcendental understandings. And she came to get some blessings from you that she can make progress.
Yes, I want. And if she wants any help, I will be very happy to help her. But really, she should advance.
She heard about. If you want to speak, of course, you can go ahead and speak. Then, you know, I don't want to speak for you, but if you have anything to say,
you can speak.
It's very beautiful, Kirtan.
Huh? Yeah?
Kirtan?
She's beautiful. I didn't know. She lives beautiful Kirtan.
Very good Kirtan?
She's a Gandharvi.
Oh, she has heart, natural heart for Krishna. But she needs blessings from sadhus. So when I told her what has happened to you, when she heard, she didn't know anything about all this misunderstandings. And she immediately understood how you have been neglected. And she said it's their loss.
Any question you have?
I feel very embarrassed on behalf of my grandfather.
What?
She feels embarrassed on behalf of Prabhupada. She finds the behavior not what Prabhupada has taught her.
But you should not be so worried, because they are transcendental. They want to sprinkle their mercy to all, but only the fortunate person will have this mercy. Otherwise, they cannot have. So nothing to worry. Go straight yourself. We can try to help others, but if they are not ready, we will be somewhat dukhi. Dukhi means that.
I'm happy.
But we cannot do anything. Prahlad Maharaj also asked Nrisimhadev that be merciful to all so that I can test all the sufferings they have offended to others. And what bhakti I have, the results should be given to others that they should be liberated and do bhakti to me. But Narsingh strictly told that only those who will read and hear my pastimes, they will be liberated, not all. So these things should be given to Krishna. We should try to follow the processes of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Srila Prabhupada and others. In what process we, very soon, quickly we will have so much affection and love for Krishna, like gopis. It is very, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave very easy thing, very easy. To love a husband is very easy. To love son is very easy. So why we cannot love Krishna as my child or son, or my beloved, or my friend? Any of the three should be selected. And we should try to love Krishna in this way. Like worldly brother, worldly friend, worldly beloved, like this. We should try to forget that Krishna is Himself Bhagavan,
Supreme
Personality of Godhead. Then this prema may come. Krishna will arrange everything, if we are surrendered. Only thing that we should not criticize anyone in any case. Try to kya usko samanjasya kar le.
Reconcile.
If lakhs and lakhs bumps are coming after 3 months or 1 year here, and this
Los Angeles
and so many parts of world are going to be ruined. We should not fear, because lakhs and lakhs bumps cannot touch our soul. Can this touch soul?
Bombs. I thought you said bumps there.
No.
Bombs.
Big bumps.
So you're expecting...
They cannot do any harm to us. Never. So we should be, like Siva's telling, where to go in Vrindavan. I told that where bomb will come and they will fall. Oh, there we should go there. No harm. They cannot do anything. This is not problem. Problem, how we can love Krishna and how we can cross the unlimited chain of birth and death, suffering and sorrow. This is problem. If bumps will come and they will destroy whole world, then quickly we will go to another world. There are lakhs and lakhs of world. And they are against all these things. So try to know what Swamiji has preached, or Krishna or Mahaprabhu has preached, very deeply going. If you have a very little, partly love for Krishna, for Vrindavan, for Navadvip Dham, in the lotus feet of Gaur Nityananda, Radha Krishna, even in Vrinda, even Giriraj Govardhan, oh, very quickly, more quickly than Ajamil. You are chanting name, all, I think, hearing name. Ajamil never heard all these things. Only he kept his son's name. And quickly, he went there. He has not criticized any Vaishnava, not offenses anyone. He had no name offense. That is why he quickly went.
Maharaj, many devotees are trying to take what they consider to be a neutral position about this controversy. And so they don't want to say any criticism, but they're still very reserved about coming and offering the respects.
But
he's saying that the controversy has created some problems for devotees, and some are trying to remain neutral, not making offense to the ISKCON, but also because of what they've said, maybe not coming and seeing you. Do I say it right?
More or less.
Yeah.
They feel that by coming and seeing you, that they're in some way disrespecting Prabhupada, in fact.
Uh-huh.
And they don't want to disrespect you, but they're keeping their distance.
No harm. They should chant and remember. They should not hear criticism. If criticism, they are doing all like this. No harm. Krishna will manage anyhow the association of bona fide and qualified Vaishnava. We cannot arrange. So don't fear, don't criticize, don't hear, and go on chanting and following the path Swamiji has given. That is the best place. Go on. And what will be done? Oh, Krishna will arrange. Dadami buddhi yogam tam mam upayanti te in Gita he has told. Krishna has told. If anyone is surrendered, anyone think cannot harm him, I will give him intelligence so that he quickly will come to me. That is why we should do sarvadharmana pratyajamam ekam sharanam. And Krishna has given some intelligence in our heart. So why you should not use what is good and what is... Why you will hear others and do according to others? If Krishna has given intelligence, you should try to use.
And they try to make sense of it. And so they will try to evaluate good and bad.
You know,
but
that
then they end up confused.
You know that.
So they just say,
"The Charanamrita is like Krishna." Understand? But
Mahaprasad Charanamrita is same as Krishna. Krishna.
But if you are seeing that anything poison has been given in Mahaprasadam,
you still take.
And all the devotees are telling that you should take. Will you take?
If it's Kartik.
What?
If it's Kartik and he's in
Vrindavan,
then he'll take it.
No, you can't. You cannot. I know. So our intelligence should be always used. Good or bad. We should also, we can know if we will go deep. So everything should not be done according to others. You should utilize because Krishna has given. Why not even?
I know for myself.
One thing is also, if all devotees are telling, but we can see that whether he is qualified devotee or not, we will have to judge.
That is my personal fear, though.
Yeah.
That for myself, that I'm hearing. I'm trying to use my intelligence and I'm hearing these things, but I feel very embarrassed that I should even begin to question your status. I can see why devotees they don't want to try to enter and make sense of that controversy, so they just keep their distance. It's a very uncomfortable.
In general, the idea or mood or the meaning of devotees is in confusion. Who are called devotees? If anyone not doing any principles, what is good and bad, and he always attracted to worldly desires, lives and lives. No. He is charmed with women, money, and other things. And if he has no so trust in Krishna Bhakti, he will never be called like Bhakta or devotee. Agrahay mukti tave sarva bandhanas tave se haite pare Shri Krishna das. Agrahay mukti. Ramchandra hai?
Tai
bolo na. Agrahay mukti tave sarva bandhanas tave se haite pare Shri Krishna das. What is the meaning?
First comes liberation.
First comes liberation.
Getting rid of all the anarthas, bondages, entanglements in the material world, attachments. Then one can become the servant of Krishna.
Then we can realize on this. If anyone only chanting and taking big these things, like so many what sannyasis, and now they are not seeing where they have gone. We cannot rely on them. We should see some symptoms, whether he is true devotee or no. Then we should surrender to him. And if you are surrendering first and obeying him, then that guru and that shishya, disciple, with both will go to hell. Andha jathai andhai upaniyamana. Prahlad Maharaj has told to his father that if anyone has surrendered himself in a guru like Sanda Marka, always Rudrakshamala here, no? Very big, big Rudrakshamala here. And he told Bali Maharaj, don't give. Three steps of earth to him. But Bali Maharaj was not dependent to him. He told that, I must give. But if he has obeyed at that time, what would have been done? So, this pastimes of Krishna, Prahlad Maharaj, has been told for all, Bali Maharaj, for all. We should take lesson from. If any devotee, being a devotee, taking the shape of devotee, internally not devotee, he has no so much love and affection and so much strong faith and Krishna name, going to university to see, to read something more, then his Gurudev words following. Understand?
Not exactly.
If anyone, everything in name our Guru has told.
Okay, yes.
You can obtain all things in Krishna name.
Right.
And chanting and remembering. Then why I should go to university to read something other than bhakti in atheist school?
So you don't think this is good?
Not good, this is. So, if anyone are doing like this, not obeying their Gurudev, why I should offer myself?
He's talking about gurus who present themselves as having certain qualities, but you have to have the courage to first judge, is that this a bona fide guru,
yeah,
worthy of surrendering to?
Well, not to get involved in this particular...
No, I'm not... I want only that you should exercise your this intelligence.
Well, Maharaj, I get involved in these at the temple. I'm one of the only devotees that will talk with the other devotees openly about you, because I'm Guru Kuli, so they'll let me do. But most of the other devotees are very concerned. But I find for myself that I feel it is wrong of me to try to, as I'm hardly a student, trying to understand a master.
But you can read now. You have some taste in reading the books of Swamiji. And try to read it very deeply and try to follow. And he will give intelligence. Surely I have so much faith, praying him that I want to know deeply all these things. Wherever you have any confusion, you should go there. You can go to Gita. That, oh Gita, you are not only paper. You are Divya Gyan of Krishna. So help me.
In my experience, because I was in Vrindavan 76, 77, and Prabhupada was very strong and very clear, do not go to other temples. But you were the only temple that Prabhupada was very happy for us to go.
It was his temple. Why? Because at that time, all the Baba, others like Radha Damodar temple, Radha Raman temple, Radha Bank Bihari, all they were not following Kirtan process. That is why he told lies. But he used to go always himself.
He used to go. So he saw that for beginners something be given so that they should not be misguided. That is, he has told something.
Because it did cause some confusion when devotees would go and hear these other temples.
And he was a solid person. He was so much qualified than anyone. At that time, there was no need of going anywhere to listen anything. But he used to go, even to our Gurudev, to Sridhar Maharaj, to others. You can read my letters he has written for me. Have you read?
I want to get a copy of that.
Bernard, you can give him.
Yes.
Because I was, one of the things I've been telling the devotees, because they were saying Prabhupada told us not to associate with the God brothers. And I said, no, you're not a God brother, you're a friend. And that you are the only one that Prabhupada wrote to regularly.
Regularly,
he was here
more
in
than three.
This is Gaurangi. She's in airport.
In Bhagavatam. Tasmat Gurum Prapadeta Jigyasu Shaya Uttama Shabde Parechani Shanatam Brahmanyu Pashamasha. If you want to search what is truth, absolute truth, transcendental truth, you'll have to go to the Guru who is qualified. And the symptoms are given. Three symptoms. One symptom we can realize very easily, whether he is detached from worldly things or not. We can know this. Whether he is utter word you can see all. So, first thing is that if he is attached to any woman, he drinks or not, and he detached to worldly requirements or all these things or not, we can see this. Secondly, the transcendental qualities will be in him. That is, they are two. He is following all Shastra, especially Srimad Bhagavatam. Always doing kirtan, chanting, remembering, observing in these. And he can remove any doubt if we have worldly doubt. Any doubt or transcendental doubt he can remove. He is so much learned in Shastra. No? He has nothing to new learn to go to university and anywhere. He has heard, he has attended Gurudev class. So he has so much faith. You know Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj? Where he learnt anything?
All I know is he stayed in the crematorium. I do not know
anything. But he
could not write.
Sign his name even. We know Loknath Das Goswami. We know Haridas Thakur from boyhood, chanting. And if he will tell that he should die, he at once die. He has so much power. So all the powers are in name. So he should have a belief like this. Not only that we are preaching for others and not for me, no. He should be quite learned in all these things and so much faith in this. And thirdly, last, he should have any realization of his bhakti.
What?
Realization.
And he has just then he will have a strong faith in this. Anyone cannot, whole world being one side, they cannot
change him.
Like Haridas Thakur. The Muslims wanted to kill him in pieces, but he was never. So Guru should be like this.
Maharaj, everyone recognizes that you are bona fide Guru.
Now, I'm not telling, but I'm telling that I'm not bona fide Guru. am not actually Guru. I want to be the servant of such Gurus. And luckily, I have so many Shiksha Gurus like this and my Diksha Guru like this. So I am fortunate. And I have so much firm belief in my Guru and my Shiksha Gurus. So I am telling Malini these symptoms that we should try to follow all these systems and then select any Guru. And then he will be very much strong in bhakti. And if you will pray to Krishna, "Oh Krishna, I want to serve you. Please arrange my Gurudev, good association." He will hear and do at once. What is your name, please?
Vishwambar Das.
Very good. Anything to ask?
Yes.
What?
How should one react as being the subordinate of, you know, I have my superiors who are the members of ISKCON, and when they behave in a certain way that's shocking to me or bewildering to me, it seems so clear, you know, what you know, what the reality of it is. How should I? What is the proper way to react? Should I disregard, you know, maybe social convention or what is accepted there, or should I?
More clear.
He's asking if he has superiors, spiritual superiors, who act improperly. What should his course of action be? Should he continue to respect them and follow what they say, even though they act improperly, or should he do something else?
If he is really considering and seeing that they are doing improper against bhakti cult, against Gurudev words, then they can be given up. But not for silly things, silly matter. Understand? Mm-hmm. That he is not chanting 64, or he is doing something. But if he is criticizing Gurudev, not obeying, not always chanting and remembering Krishna, they are offending any Vaishnava name. And regularly they are doing, not only one time, as an accident, then we must give up. Because all Shastra tells us that. Satanamnam paramaparadhara. Ji Goswami has clearly written this. Surrendered myself to superior Vaishnava only to develop our Krishna consciousness, not to him. And we are serving a Gurudev only that he is bona fide Guru and bona fide Vaishnava. And he is serving Krishna. But if he is not doing so, he is not bona fide Guru. He cannot develop our Krishna consciousness. Where I will see that he will not help in my Krishna consciousness?
Open the door.
No. Nothing.
One.
Four. Like half, yeah.
It seems like there's a common understanding that gets shifted very easily by whatever, you know, the powers, whatever the authorities may say. You know, then if they say one thing, then there's a common consciousness that goes whichever way it's going.
There are so many considerations about this.
Behavior
of Kanishta, Madhyam and Uttam for this will be of three graded, not one. I can usko samanjasya kar sakta,
reconcile
all this. That in ISKCON there are so many senior and sincere Krishnas still, but no voice, and they don't want to make any voice. but sincere Vaishnava are there in them. There are some prominent leaders, they are doing something wrong. But Madhyamadhikari will see that some Kanishta Vaishnava are doing so. So there should be Kshama Kriya Jam. There should be
forgiven.
No? They will see that there are like my sons and daughters, very darling, but due to some ignorance they are doing, there will be later on be reformed. But a Kanishta Vaishnava cannot do like this. I have never taken in my whole life any offenses of any devotees of ISKCON. I know that they are my brothers, sisters, my dear children. So I will not take any offense in my life to them. I know that they are sons of and daughter of Swamiji. Anyhow, he has collected them. So I must help them in this way or that. When they began to have a pen on me, I thought it is so good that for me all are now collected in one group. Otherwise they were quarreling themselves. I thought it is very good that for me
they have united.
And they are united.
They are agreeing on something.
Something. So it is good for
otherwise
them.
Otherwise they are disagreeing.
So I never have any problem for them. Still I have never any problem. Still now I have no problem. I know that they are mine. They are in our family. In whole world is the family of Krishna. Krishna is not disturbed by anyone, whether he is anyone serving him or not serving him. But sometimes he gives his slaps, like sufferings and something, but he is not against it anyone. So any devotee like Narad, Vyas, never they care for all these things. So if you will be in my stage, then you will have these things. Otherwise you cannot reconcile. Kanishta Adhikari cannot reconcile. We can reconcile something. And if I am being Uttam Adhikari, oh, no problem at all. Seeing that all are serving Krishna, all are serving. The hawks, the pigs, everyone serving. Maharaj Kansa is serving. So namaskar to Kansa Maharaj.
So to see that those things is transcendental, you know, that there's a behind that, that there's
what?
He's asking, he's affirming, he's saying, so what we need to do is see these things from a transcendental vision.
Yeah. Then everything will be solved, Kipu. There is no problem. I have no problem at all. Only one problem, that how can I advance in this? I can help all devotees, like Prahlad Maharaj. Sometimes worry that I must help them. That is why I have left Vrindavan. My chanting, remembering deeply, I am coming here and there in my old days, like Swamiji. So I have no problem at all. Anything.
Did Prabhupada invite you to come to America when he was preaching?
What?
Swamiji ne America ke liye aapko nimantran diya tha aane ke liye.
Oh, from beginning.
First letter in there.
First letter and verbally he has told lakhs times. And I told that I am coming, I will follow you. Certainly I must come. As his Gurudev ordered him and he came
after 45 years
and I am coming only 15 or 20 years. I'm seeing he's happy and he's just smiling.
But from India, Gurudev offered so much support, sending first deities, Radha
Krishna,
Gopi Balwa in Boston,
all his books
he sent.
in Los Angeles, in Elvira's books, Gurudev sent all these books to him. From
Kartals, Mridanga.
Kartals. Even Peda, you know. He was very fond of Peda. He used to say 5 kilos at a time.
But he couldn't go at that time. He had his Gurudev fully engaged.
And so many responsibilities.
And he
so
also
responsibilities.
Did
not
so
right
much
yes.
strongly told me.
Who?
Prabhupada did not say, you must come.
Must come.
It was, if you can.
Casually.
And he was knowing that I was serving him, always, helping. And he has told that I am, what, I cannot repay you. So many things. Sometimes we used to quarrel also. He has written that thing. But transcendental relation is transcendental relation. It quickly goes up.
Would you be willing to share with us what these
quarrel?
Exactly.
Like Krishna used to play with his friends, like that quarrel. I will not speak with you. Then he will come and try to pacify. Oh, I have not done for this. Please excuse me. Oh, no, you should not. Like this.
And then reconciling with sweet exchanges and deepening relationship as a result of that.
So I remember in Vrindavan, there was only two, Krishnadas Babaji and yourself. The Prabhupada has encouraged us to go and see. And have you come? You used to come every 2 weeks or every week on Kirtan procession?
At first, when he took sannyas, I used to go to Damodar daily, like that. Making chapati for him. He used to do like that. I used to give him fire, and after making ghee, he used to offer I, and then to prasad together. So much Hari Katha.
You were saying that in order to develop Krishna Prema, we must not look at Sri Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but rather in a more intimate way. And throughout my life, I've been encouraged that if I want to connect with Krishna, first I must go through the Vaishnavas, through the entire disciplic succession, through all the gopis, through Srimati Radharani, but never to Sri Krishna directly. And
yes,
this makes me feel that he is so far away, because sometimes I just want to talk to him. And I feel I'm not qualified. I must go through so many different channels. But this, I find, makes me feel that he is more like God than very, very intimate with me. Because when somebody is very intimate, you only want to speak with them. And sometimes I like to write some letters, but I feel that maybe it's not bona fide. Maybe it's not proper for a devotee to write directly or speak directly.
But
she is asking the question in response to your saying that we should forget the Aishwarya mood, and that we need to develop loving relationship with Krishna as friend, parent, or lover. From early age, she has this natural inclination, but in her training, emphasis has been given more on Vaidhi Bhakti. She gave example of following the parampara, but in giving that example, she's suggesting that
he's unapproachable.
That Krishna is not there for me. He's so far, far, far away. She likes to write letters to Krishna. She's saying that if I have the kind of relationship with Krishna you talk about, I should be able to speak to Krishna freely, without hindrance, without feeling awe and respect, so far distant, off in another universe. So she would like to have you clarify that point.
इसमें महाराज जी ये जो कह रही हैं वो कहती हैं मैंने ये अभी तक समझा है कि वैष्णव के थ्रू और राधा जी के थ्रू हमें कृष्णा के पास पहुंचने से कृष्णा बहुत दूर दिखाई देते हैं
देयर आर टू स्टेजेस इफ एनीवन हैज सम पास्ट लाइफ्स इंप्रेशन एंड ही हैज एसोसिएटेड इन past lives with very tattvajna Vaishnava, knowing all the established rules, and a Rasika Vaishnava like Raghunath Das Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Krishna Das Kaviraj, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Prabhupada. And again in this life he has more some impression, especially if he has associated with Tattvajna Rasika Vaishnava. Tattvajna, you know, knowing all established rules. And Rasik, actually Rasik, not artificial. Then we may go towards Krishna in this way. That is called Raga Nuga. But you have no impression of any past lives, and in these lives also, you will only consider worldly lust. You cannot think about Krishna love and Radha love and Gopi love. So that is not actual process. We should try to have the proper process written by Srila Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasami Sindhu. But it is very rare. So we should try to develop this regulative bhakti, doing all activities in devotion for pleasing Krishna and devotees. Hearing more Harikatha, more and more. Krishna is here very near us. So we can attend that love through Vaishnava. Krishna cannot come directly. If he will come in Chaitya Guru, you know? Chaitya Guru?
Guru in the heart.
In the heart. And then he may come in the shape of Diksha Guru or Shiksha Guru. So we should try to follow this line. That line for general is for as an exculpation.
Speculation. Mental speculation.
So this is not good now. We should follow all these things. You cannot realize all these things. So you must hear all these things, especially reading Srimad Bhagavatam deeply with any learned, qualified Vaishnava, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Then a greed will come that I should serve Krishna like friends, Dham Sridham Vasudham, or like Mother Yashoda, or like gopis. Then this grid will come and gradually it will be thick. And then Krishna will arrange a bona fide Rasik Guru for you to take you to that place. This is the process. Anyone cannot cross these regulations. So
you,
we must
you were not. You were not suggesting that you wanted to disregard the line of masters, were you?
No, not at all.
I didn't think so. I thought that there was some that she's not saying that she doesn't want to honor Guru Parampara.
But this is the process.
Yes. She's saying, but in the way in which many of these young people have grown up, so much Aishwarya, some of their gurus have been on golden thrones with peacock fans and
I've seen.
You know. So this has made them feel that, oh, Krishna is so far away.
No, Krishna is always here, very near.
Do I say it right?
You can write letters, no harm, and he will read it.
My letters are not pure, but
anyhow,
whatever I'm feeling, if I'm angry, if I'm fearful,
you should not feel like this. Je jathang mam prapadyante tam tathayva bhajamyaham. He has promised like this. If it is adulteration of bad moods also, oh, Krishna will quickly go in heart through these ears and make clear everything. So you must hear Harikatha for any bona fide question.
Maharaj, when Lord Jagannath gets sick, for example, after his bathing ceremony, the devotees will write a letter to Lord Jagannath, please get better. And sometimes devotees will write a letter to Rukmini Dwarka.
No harm.
This is a good thing?
Good thing. Not bad.
But she can also express
this
whatever
is like
moods
a prayer.
Are coming.
Yeah? This is like a prayer.
If she's feeling bad one day, oh Krishna, where are you? You're neglecting me.
Yeah.
She can write like
yeah,
that. Or I love you, Krishna. Or I want
it,
to see you.
Anyone can pray like this, anyone can write. Both are the same.
What about being angry at Krishna?
Huh?
Being angry at Krishna.
Krishna never becomes angry.
Krishna par gussa karna.
Oh, Krishna par gussa karna, we can do. We can do. We can do. We can be angry to our father, mother sometimes if he not giving breast, and quickly doing like just so that oh you should sit down, I should go there. It may be that some anger, or Yashoda may be angry, and she will twist the ear of Krishna, though he is supreme personality. No harm. Shatabhama used to do, Radhika, Gopis, all the boys used to do.
Because sometimes...
But it will be when you have very thick love for him. Otherwise, it is like bogus.
Prabhupada was saying that in World War II, the mothers on one side were praying, Dear God, please protect our sons. And the other side was also praying, God, please protect our sons. So when their sons did not return, then they both blamed God. Oh, you did not protect our sons.
Yeah.
What kind of... I mean, it's they believe that God is there, they're praying, but He's not giving. What kind of
relationship is that?
Are they still devotees? Are they demons? Because sometimes devotees have this mood also.
For Kanishtha Adhikari, these problems come. But if they will go to Madhyama Adhikari, they will remove all the doubts. Like Bhisham Pitama, remove all the doubts of Pandavas. He was so qualified. He removed that one. He fought towards Duryodhan, and he was fighting with Krishna and Pandavas, Arjuna. But there was no offense at all.
Even after that,
because they have been all so high class of Krishna, Bhisham Pitama. He fought, even fought. And he gave so many but
arrows
here and there. But no offense. And Arjun knows it. We cannot realize all this. If you will come in Madhyama Adhikara, then you can. There he comes.
Madhusudan Prabhu has a question. He's very shy.
Why not?
He's very shy. Your senior students told me that...
Who told?
Senior students. Told me that my bhajan is without diksha, is incomplete.
What?
Without
diksha
mantra, this bhajan is not complete.
Like rice, without putting in pots and putting fire, cannot be tasted. So I know I have no adhikar. But also when I had no adhikar, you gave harinam. So I want to express my desire
this desire is qualification to have diksha. Only this desire. Which don't examine any another thing. When a desire will come to serve Krishna like this, then he is qualified to take re-initiation. That is second initiation. But you should be more strong. Very, very much. Have faith on it. But it is wrong that if you are chanting, doing devotional services, praying, hearing Harikatha, and if you have not taken second re-initiation, it will go in vain. It is not true. Somewhat, a very little true. If anyone has been initiated, Harinam given, and he is chanting, remembering Harikatha, no harm. Next life or in this life, he will be qualified to take re-initiation and no. Very quickly he will get
Diksha mantra, not re-initiation.
Second initiation.
Second initiation. But if there is no second initiation, no initiation at all, he is serving, he has so much belief in Gurudev and he has heard Hare Krishna Nam from him, even like Haridas Thakur has no guru, no initiation from anyone, hearing Hari name from Advaita Acharya, so many things. And he was most Namacharya, being a Muslim, yet. That is why it has been told. In some case, any pure devotee may not take second initiation, no harm. But the rule and regulation are that you should take first Harinam and then Diksha, second Diksha, to clarify all your doubts and to have so much taste in name. This mantra will go, second initiation wala mantra,